How are you, Vincent?
Very good. How are you?
Not too bad at all. It sounds like a great idea, and it's kicking off on the 25th. Give us a bit of background of how it came about.
So the Festival of Curiosity is the official legacy to Dublin City of Science last year. So Dublin was designated a City of Science for the year to celebrate the hosting of Europe's largest general science conference. It was called ESOF 2012. Mm-hmm. And for the conference, there were all these Nobel Prize winners, the head of NASA, the head of the European Space Agency, came over to Dublin to discuss all the big science issues facing us as a world and as a society. But outside of that, Dublin City of Science was a celebration of that, and loads of arts and cultural organizations got together, created events around science, theater, film, puppet shows, everything you can think of across the year. There's over 200 events with over 600,000 people attending Dublin City of Science last year.
Yeah, so I suppose you picked up, if you pardon the pun, the curiosity of the people, and also the hunger of the people, because it has always been sort of a negative idea that young people, especially in Ireland, weren't that interested.
Yeah, ultimately, you can think about it easily as well when you see young children. They ask questions about the world around them, very engaged in the world, very interested. Ultimately, that's what we want to tap back into. So the Festival of Curiosity was set up as the legacy of City of Science. It's a four-day festival this year, and we want people to start asking questions about their world. Even if you don't know the answers, that's fine, because like I don't know the three most powerful words in the English language. It's the first steps to actually understanding something. And this negative perception around science that people aren't interested doesn't necessarily pan out, because ultimately everyone's kind of interested in the world around them. Everyone wants to understand stuff. But what people might be interested in is particular to them. And I think that's the most important thing. Sometimes people are promoting science as in, this is the scientific research you should be interested in. But that's necessarily not the case. We all have our own different interests. We have all our own different passions. So ultimately, that's why a cultural science festival like this, the Festival of Curiosity, means that people can go to, like I said, a theatre show or a film show, they can go to a speaker event, they can go to a curiosity carnival or a treasure hunt, whatever they're into for fun, but also there's a bit of science in there too.
Well, how did you come up with the programme? I mean, how long did it take you to come up with the programme and the different diverse things that are in it over the few days? Because, I mean, as you've mentioned all of the things there that you're going to be doing, so how did you come to those?
Well, ultimately, we learned a lot from last year, to be honest. Dublin City of Science has over 200 events. It was like a giant experiment for us. So we were able to pick and choose and see what worked best. We found that family events in July, and obviously we have beautiful weather this year, was what people were interested in coming to. So we set up similar type events this year. The other co-founder, Ellen Byrne, who's the creative director on the festival, are all creative ideas for all the different events. But we tried to pick and choose ones that we thought were really good and people would engage with. So there's a curiosity carnival that's free to come into. It's based in Smock Alley Theatre in Temple Bar. We're taking over a big space in there. It's like a science playground. So families can come in free. They can check out all the exhibitions. They can interact with stuff. They can play with stuff. And they can make things. And that's a great place to learn and to play. Mm-hmm. Ultimately, we also have a treasure hunt, which is based in City Hall on the Saturday and Sunday, which is the 27th and 28th. And that's a chance for people to kind of go around the city, but explore the city with puzzles and riddles. And ultimately, they have science clues around them. So we learned a lot from last year, but we tried to tap into and create some new things this year and to test again to see what people like and see what people are interested in.
Yeah, and of course, there's, with the catalogue you have there, Darragh O'Brien, I mean, there's a man, a stand-up comedian, that's the way you...
Yeah.
But look, it's come to the fore over the past year, especially his work on BBC, that he has other strings to his bow and he's quite serious about them as well.
Yeah, no, we're delighted to have Darragh O'Brien as part of the festival this year. And what's really exciting this year, on the Friday evening, he's bringing over the BBC Science Club. We're going to have an event in the Mansion House. He's bringing over the BBC Science Club on Friday evening. So we're recreating that show, BBC TV show, for a live audience, which will be good fun. And what's great about that is that he's really engaging guy. He's really entertaining. But also, ultimately, he's really good scientist, really interested in science himself. And there's some really good science in that event as well. But it's also really good fun. So it's great to have him involved. And he's really excited about coming to Dublin at all those different events.
And I noticed as well, I mean, I do some work with Astronomy Ireland. I noticed as well that you have a couple of brilliant astronomers coming over as well.
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit about that.
We do indeed. We've Dame Jocelyn Bell Burnell coming over to the festival this year. And she's very famous for discovering pulsars. She's an amazing lady. And she's coming over to the festival to speak at a few different events. She's a lovely afternoon event on the Friday, an afternoon under the stars with Jocelyn Bell Burnell, which is a family event for her to chat to families and kids about science and also her own personal journey through astronomy. On the Friday evening, we have a really interesting event. It's called Stella. It's a play, a theatre show about women and astronomy. So it's about women who might have been rubbed out of history in some respects over the last few hundred years and who made a huge contribution to astronomy. That's in Smock Alley Theatre. After the Friday evening show, Professor Jocelyn Bell Burnell will be speaking at it, and also Luke Drury, who's the head of the Royal Irish Academy, who's an astrophysicist himself. So ultimately, some really good science and really good astronomy, but that should be an exciting event on the Friday evening, a really good theatre show to show the humanity of people's lives and the science behind it. And then ultimately, a panel discussion afterwards with one of the greatest astronomers alive at the moment.
And Vincent, is the website festivalofcuriosity.ie, will people find out all they need to know about what's going on over a couple of days? Okay. And
exactly. Everything I've spoken about and all loads of more events are on festivalofcuriosity.ie. You can find out all the information. That'll link you to get tickets or give you directions, whatever you need.
And what I noticed about it too, as you can see all along the pages I'm looking at now, is everything seems to be free. It's a marvellous event that you've organised. And is everything free?
No, to be honest, what we try to do is we try to make everything, as much as possible, things free as possible. And that's our overall goal. Our ultimate goal would be to have everything free. But some of the evening events, like the theatre shows and some of the speaker events, aren't free. Mm-hmm. But they're small amounts of money to hopefully subsidise all the different free events so families can come to during the daytime.
And I think 90% of it is free anyway. And finally, I want to ask you about the Curious Trails, the Science in the City treasure hunt. That sounds fascinating. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah. Oh, no, we're really excited about that, to be honest. We've set up a base camp in City Hall, so that'll be there on the Saturday and the Sunday. Families can register before the event online to guarantee you get a family pack. But you can turn up as well on the day. And ultimately, on the Saturday and Sunday, you can come into City Hall. You get your clues to go, riddles and clues and puzzles to go exploring around the city. And maybe discover some places that have a really good science heritage that you mightn't have seen before. It's a great opportunity for families to go exploring in the city for an hour. Hopefully we have this beautiful weather. And then ultimately afterwards you get to be entered into a draw. You can win some prizes like family tickets to Dublin Zoo and also tickets to membership of the Science Gallery, which is a great place here in Dublin. And to be honest, it's good fun. And treasure hunts are great because you get a lot of people exploring the city at the same time. And hopefully a lot of families will turn out for it.
It sounds like it's going to be a great 4 days, from 25th on the 28th. Yeah. And finally, do you think this is going to turn into a yearly event?
Definitely. That's what we wanted, to be honest. Dublin City of Science was such a success that a community of partners came together, Matheson, Science Foundation Ireland, Dublin City Council, and the Royal Dublin Society. And they said, look, we want to keep this energy going. We want to keep this spirit going. We want to create a real change in culture over the next few years. So ultimately, the Festival of Curiosity is going to be here to stay. This year is our first year, inaugural year, but we want to get bigger and we want to get better. And we're really looking forward to meeting loads of people, talking to loads of people and working with loads of people in the next few years.
Okay, well, I'll be in there myself over the course of some of the event. And I want to congratulate yourself and all the team involved in it. Thank you very much for talking to us, Vincent.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.